We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Nothing better than the feeling after a win. And in some ways, there's nothing better than regrouping after a loss.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Well, I mean, the old saying obviously is, you know, great pitching beats, you know, good hitting every day. We like our pitching too.
Big 12 This Week is presented by On Location, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Also brought to you by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66, live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
I mean, you know, this is Oklahoma. Every year is the year to do that. You know, it takes a lot to get it done. There's no question about it. I think for us and our team right now, I think we have a genuine excitement and confidence about the people in the room right now, and that we have the people. We have enough ability in the room that we have people that are invested wholly in what we can be as a team. And I think then for us, our focus kind of zeroes back in on getting to the best version of ourselves. And that's, you know, if we feel like that if we do that, then things will happen the way that they're supposed to happen. And so I think that's been our focus from day one when we flipped over after beating Florida in this building into our offseason and with the current team. That's been our focus. And so I think the guys are excited about the team and what we have coming back and the new guys coming in, the whole mix of it. But the good thing is we have enough guys in the room that understand all that it takes to get it done and to be a factor at the end of the season. It's every year they're really, really hard. I know we say that all the time, but they always are. It's hard to win the Big 12 championship. It's hard to get in the playoffs. It's hard to win in the playoffs. You gotta be at your very best to do it. And we got a team that believes in themselves, but also understands and fully appreciates the long, tough road ahead.
That is Lincoln Riley, and I am Bill Pollack. Welcome to Big 12 This Week. It was the first day of the Big 12 Football Media Day. Now, the original broadcast of this show takes place on Wednesday. So if you are listening on Sirius XM Channel 375, if you have downloaded Big 12 This Week as a podcast, it's quite possible that the second day has already taken place. You will not hear from those coaches. So I'm going to give you the hot takes from the first day right before the original broadcast. So I don't want you thinking that I'm leaving out half the conference and not taking care of your team. So that's just the way the schedule falls. So yeah, Lincoln Riley talking about the expectations. Look, you can win the Big 12 over and over and over. Can you get to the playoff? can you get to the national championship game? That's the level that Oklahoma has to believe they are on. And no doubt, that's what they're striving for. So they've come up short. They've dominated the conference. Now, the team that is breathing down their necks, the Iowa State Cyclones, it's been asked the last couple of years of Matt Campbell, do you have what it takes to get past Oklahoma?
No, I think, again, when you say part of your program is being outcome aware, right, is, you know, part of being outcome aware is, man, you work so hard to become the best, and you want to strain to be the best. And, you know, I think what we understand is, you know, there's a unique way we have to do that in Ames, Iowa, and that's a little bit different. We got to work week in and week out to be the best team we can be. And, you know, I think as we've continued to grow and recruit, you know, our team approach to how we have to play the game offensively and defensively and certainly in special teams, I think has grown with us. So, you know, I think what we've done is we've certainly understand that there's a pathway to become the best. But right now, you know, you're talking about an Oklahoma team and certainly some teams in this conference that have tremendous football teams and tremendous players, and an Oklahoma team that certainly had a tremendous amount of success. So I think what we're learning is how we have to do it, and that part's been a real fun journey for us.
Yeah, and see, that's the difference. You have Oklahoma that's going to get the top recruits, the big talent, and then you're going to have the schools like Iowa State that you're going to catch lightning in a bottle every few years, and you've got to find the right mix of players, and you've got to develop them, and they need to come along and maybe even exceed the expectations maybe of those outside of your program. And, you know, like I said, you got to catch lightning in a bottle. And so, you know, when you're pressed into that situation, us on the outside kind of look at it and say, all right, look, Matt Campbell, you kind of had that, you've had that golden opportunity. It's been there. Why did you stay in Ames?
You know, I didn't get in this profession to be somebody. I got in this profession to do something. And, you know, for me, I've always said, and I tell this to our society, you're either trying to be somebody else or you're trying to do something. And I think from my end, you know, what I love about football is to teach. What I love about football is to coach. And, you know, what I love about, you know, creating a culture where young people feel confident and safe to show up every day and work to become the best version of themselves, where coaches get to show up every day and work to become the best version of themselves, that's what I love. And I think we've worked really hard to create a culture that allows that growth to happen within our walls. And really, that's what I love about the sport, and that's really what I love about what I get to do day in and day out.
All right. He says, when he talks about his quarterback, Brock Purdy, that without him, this program is nowhere near the level of where it would be.
You know, but when you talk about Brock Purdy, I think you talk about where our program has come and the growth we've been able to make. It's literally been on the coattails of Brock Purdy. And we wouldn't be where we're at today without his consistency and his leadership, without his demand to be the best in everything he does. I think what I love about Brock more than anything is he's never been satisfied, and he's an elite competitor. And, you know, I think what I loved about his growth a year ago, I think any time that you care so much, and I think myself, our coaches, the players that have invested greatly, sometimes you care so much that sometimes you're almost paralyzed because you don't want to screw it up. You don't want to make a mistake. And what I saw last year is, as we got to November, December, and finishing the season, I saw that Brock Purdy as a freshman that played, man, with so much confidence and so much carefree mentality that it was such a joy for me as a coach to see that comeback and him enjoy playing quarterback at Iowa State again. And, you know, I'm just so proud of who he is and what he's become, and I really think he's got a chance to really put a great finishing touch on what's been an incredible journey for him as we get into this season. And
That's a lot of heavy stuff there on Brock Purdy, and certainly saying a lot about his quarterback. Now, let's bounce back over to Lincoln Riley as we're doing hot takes here from the first day of Big 12 Media Day here on Big 12 This Week. Spencer Rattler obviously came in as a young player, and I think he's got that veteran experience now. But remember, he was benched early in the season. That could have gone one of two ways. So, listen, he's handled pressure. He knew what he was coming into. Now, as he gets into year two, Lincoln Riley talks about the progression of his quarterback.
Yeah, I think he's very well equipped for this. I do. He's had some great examples to look up to, you know, even as we were recruiting him with Baker and Kyler, and then his first year in-house with us with Jalen, guys that, you know, those three probably got more attention than any player in college football during that time. And I think all three handled it extremely well, albeit some in different ways, but handled it very well. And, you know, Spencer's a team first guy. He is. He has been his entire time here. We have visited about it because it can be a factor if you let it. You certainly can't ignore it. And I think you got to have a philosophy in place, both for the player and then, you know, for the person that, and myself, that makes some of the decisions on maybe what he may do or not do. We've got to be on the same page, and I think we certainly are. And, you know, he's had some success because he's been a humble team first guy. And as his career continues, if he'll continue to do that, then he'll continue to improve at the rate that he has.
Riley talks about the progression of Oklahoma's defense under Alex Grinch. And I remember when we first started Big 12 this week, we talked about, you know, what a mess the defense was and how things needed to change and why, you know, Grinch had a tough job ahead of him. Listen, he has hit all of the marks and has met the expectations. And you hear Riley talk about how right from the beginning, he and Alex were tuned in, even right from the interview for the job.
The expectations were very high to begin with. I mean, Oklahoma's a place when we began the search for a new defensive coordinator, it's a place you feel like you can go out and have a chance to hire just about anybody in the country. One of the great advantages of being able to work at a program like this. And you know, Alex quickly separated himself for us during that process because of what we believed that this could be. And our visions were so much in line, it was almost scary for not really knowing each other that well prior to. The progression's been great. We were, you know, much improved year one. We took a big step year two, and our plan is to take another big step here. And a lot of things go into that, you know. Players now having been in that system for a couple of years, some really strong leaders. I think because of our success as a team and especially our success defensively over the last few years, we've been able to recruit at a higher and higher level, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And we look different just even walking into a team meeting room on that side of the ball than we did a few years ago. It just looks different and in a positive way. So still a lot of work to be done. Extremely high expectations for our defense this season, but I believe we've got the right people in the room to get it done.
And we'll bounce back over to the offensive side of the ball for the Sooners. It's the return of Kennedy Brooks, who sat out, opted out of 2020.
It's great to have Kennedy back. He's, you know, he was, I think, which would be expected. He was rusty early on in spring, you know, and I think he certainly worked during the time that he was away, but you can't miss a year of football and come back, you know, right away. But I give him credit. He's worked hard. You know, I think, you know, Coach Murray's been really good for him. It's been good to see those two getting a chance to work together. I think finished the spring very strong. And
all right, let's head over to Breece Hall. We'll go back to Iowa State and wrap up with Matt Campbell's thoughts on his junior running back.
Breece is one of those young men in terms of our program that you got to remember was just a sophomore. And obviously that rushing stuff is all great, but that always happens because there's offensive linemen and tight ends that do a great job too. And that's certainly not taking anything away from Breece, because Breece has been exceptional. I think Breece is an incredible athlete. I've always said when your best talent and your best players have elite work ethic, you give your team a chance to be successful. And Breece has done that for us. You know, when you talk about awards and you talk about some of those things for running backs or any players, I think those are probably great conversations for everybody else, because, you know, I think all we're trying to do is, man, how do you get these guys to reach their full potential and become the best version of themselves they can be? And certainly Breece has done that for us.
And we'll hear from Breece later on Big 12 this week. All right, the preseason poll voted on by the Big 12 media, they have Oklahoma winning 35 first-place votes. Iowa State was second with 4. And then, boy, a lot of hype around Steve Sarkisian coming into Texas. They're picked for 3rd. Oklahoma State, 4th. They were one of those teams that were hanging around last year. You know, were there, just couldn't quite get over the top from Iowa State and Oklahoma, and there was some separation. And then TCU. This is one of those years where Gary Patterson brings in a team with some experience, some higher expectations. They're picked for 5th. Gary Patterson said, don't count us out.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, everybody, I put it in a playoff perspective. I think that in the 8 years we've been in the Big 12, 14, 15, and 17, I think we would have been in the playoffs if we would have been 12 teams. So I think we know how to win ball games. Between 8 and 10, we were 36-3. 14 and 15, we were 23-3. So winning ball games is not new to TCU. 17, you win 11-3. Two of those losses were to the three losses were the two teams that are picked at the top of the conference this year. So the Iowa State game with a young team, we lost by 3 at our house. You know, if you look at, as I told my team just this week, if you want to win 11, 10, 11, 12 ball games, you're probably going to win 5 ball games because the parity in this league is very close. So you're going to have to win the close ball games. And when we've had big wins, you're going to have to win games by 10 points or less. And so how do you do that? This is one of the years where we go on the road 5 times, 4 at home, but we have 7 home games. I think, you know, the biggest thing is getting back to understanding the detail of what we have to do. And that's what I told him, man. You're going to have to learn how to win the close ball games. And one of the ways you do that also, I think, is like other teams that have in the league, you have to have a returning quarterback. You always want, you want to have the ball last. And when you have an older guy, that's a lot better to have the ball last.
All right, so our time is winding down here on this opening segment as we continue on Big 12 Media Days for football, the first day only. Oklahoma, number 1. Iowa State, number 2. Texas, 3. Oklahoma State, 4. TCU, 5. And then I think it works out perfect. West Virginia picks 6th. Kansas State, 7. Let's hear from Neil Brown and Chris Kleiman. First, Brown.
We're making progress. If you think about it, off the field, we just finished up $55 million worth of program enhancements. That's really had a positive effect, and we've got a lot of momentum in recruiting right now. I think our buy-in is extremely high right now, and we made tremendous progress over the last 2 years with the culture within our football program. And then on the field, which is I know why you all are here, I like our team. I'll say that at the front. I really like our team. I think our leadership is better than at any point that since I was named the head coach in January of 19. I thought we had one of the best defensive units in the Big 12 conference last year and nationally, and our statistics back that up.
Yeah, Coach Brown has done a really good job since taking over. They've gotten better and better each of those first 2 seasons. And then the same thing for Chris Kleiman. Look, he was dealt what a hand. I mean, they had so many struggles with dealing with the pandemic, and then they lost Skylar Thompson. It was a tough year, but a learning year for Coach Kleiman.
We had a difficult season last year in a number of respects, but I think if you don't grow and learn from something, then it really can be overshadowed the problems that you had. And so we really grew, and I learned an awful lot about myself as a leader, about myself as a coach, about myself as a mentor, and our staff did as well. I feel really good about us going into 2021.
All right. So that was day 1 of Big 12 Football Media Days. Coming up on the show, we will talk Texas Tech baseball and Iowa State basketball. And we'll hear from Breece Hall, the junior running back from the Cyclones, next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills. For all the ways you love to play, make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is almost here, and it's not too early to start making plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. I'm going to come up with my own TikTok video. Say, you know, tell me something that sounds dirty but really isn't. I'll go first. Aloha Beaches. That's right. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer. Big 12, meet Natural Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. It's time for our Making It Look Natural segment. I'm going to start referring to people around here. Just going, Aloha Beaches. It is time to look back at the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year, Breece Hall, running back, Iowa State. First team All-American. Several publications voted him first team All-American. I think 5 was the running count. The coaches and the Associated Press, Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year, top 6 Heisman Trophy, a Doak Walker Award finalist, and first team All-Big 12 from the coaches and the Associated Press. It was quite a season for the guy who picked up 100 yards rushing or more in 9 games. So our Making It Look Natural segment is Iowa State junior Breece Hall, going back to last season.
Purdy hands it off. Breece Hall up the middle, breaks a tackle. Inside the 30, inside the 20. Hall on his feet, inside the 10. It'll be first and goal, Iowa State. Purdy takes the snap, hands it to Hall. Up the middle, Breece for the touchdown. And the Cyclone lead.
Purdy in the shotgun, Hall to his left. And the handoff to Hall. Jukes one man off the right side with some daylight to the 10 to the 5. Touchdown. What a run by Breece Hall.
Breece Hall making it look natural. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Please drink responsibly. All right, Breece is talking about now becoming a leader, a veteran on this team now as he enters his junior season, and he says he hasn't reached his potential yet.
Obviously, yeah, I had a pretty good season last year, but for me, you know, I know I haven't reached my full potential, and I know I always just have room to get better. So Coach Campbell, he really preaches to me doing those little things right. So I just had to really sit back and go back and, you know, watch some film, just re-go over my game. And I just know that there's some little things I could get better at, such as, like, me in pass protection, me getting out my checkdowns on pass plays, just those little things. And I've tried to improve as being a leader on my team now that I'm one of the older kids and I'm not that young freshman or sophomore no more. So, you know, there's been a lot of things that I've been trying to improve. So, and for me, I'm just trying to be my best self. So I feel like I don't have to improve for anybody else. I just got to improve for myself.
If there is a team that can unseat Oklahoma, Iowa State has got to believe it's them. They're bringing a lot back. And he says, look, we know the expectations, but we can't let that outside noise distract us.
You know, with guys like Greg, Brock, you know, Charlie coming back, it really set a tone for our team. And everybody, as soon as the season ended, as soon as we got back to workouts, everybody knew it was go time. So we've really just been working our butts off, and we've been in go mode since January. Telling everybody just to not really focus on everybody else's expectations, just focus on the expectations for ourselves that we have of each other. So we're really not focused on the outside noise, and, you know, we're a purpose and process driven team. So, you know, we think if we stay true to ourselves and stay true to what we do, then we'll be fine.
Breece Hall, Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's go.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Football season is almost here, and it's not too early to start making plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
And we're back on Big 12 this week, which can be heard on great radio stations across the footprint of the Big 12. Typically airs Wednesdays, 7 Central. I know there's a couple of stations that'll air it on Thursday evenings. You can also download, listen to the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. And we're also on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM channel 375. So lots of places to check out Big 12 this week. Iowa State basketball senior George Condit scored 20 points in Puerto Rico's 102-84 semifinal loss to Serbia at the Olympic qualifying tournament. Condit finished 9 of 10 from the field, including 2 of 2 from beyond the arc, and he was second on the team in scoring. Puerto Rico's tournament came to an end with that loss. Condit scored 9 points in Puerto Rico's 90-83 loss to Italy when he was 4 of 7 from the field and pulled down 4 rebounds in 20 minutes. T.J. Otzelberger, the new men's basketball coach for the Cyclones, was available after one of the summer practices. He talked about the experience that Condit got by playing for Puerto Rico.
Well, it's going to help him grow as a player in so many ways. I had a conversation with him yesterday afternoon, and we talked about what has gone on so far, what he's learned, how he's grown. Seeing the physicality of basketball at that level is important, because he's talking about how guys are grabbing and holding, and you've just got to play through it, that they're not fouls, things you think are fouls. Being coached by different coaches, those experiences are impactful in terms of learning and growing and just an overall understanding. And then he's playing against a tremendous level of competition. So been pleased to see his finishing. I mean, he's shooting 66% from the floor, getting about 6 rebounds, doing a great job protecting the rim. A lot of those same things that we need for our team to be successful. So really happy with what we've seen. And I know that he went there in great shape. He got himself in great shape, which has allowed him to have some success.
Well, right now, TJ is just trying to get to know his new team.
Yeah, we've got tremendous young men in our locker room and in our program, and that's something that when we started recruiting, We really wanted great people, guys who are goal-driven, work-oriented, competitive. We've seen that thus far in our workouts and in our practices. So proud of them for that, fortunate to be their coach, excited to keep working with them because I know that mindset can accomplish a lot, and we have big goals that we want to – things we want to do. So I think it's a great building block. Yeah, as a coach, I think you have to really know your team and what's best for that group. Because we're all coming together, whether it's the six returning players or the seven guys coming in new, it's important that we all have the same terminology, that we all get to know each other better. So in the future, it's hard to say exactly what we'll do, but I'm confident what's best for this group is to keep them all together, working together, learning each other's game, and then making that investment in one another at, you know, on the same timeline.
We're listening to T.J. Otzelberger, the new men's basketball coach for Iowa State, comes into a situation in which, the team just had a struggling season. Coming by wins, difficult, a revamped roster. But he feels that as he returns to Ames, that he and the players are connecting, and he's trying to push the history and heritage of Iowa State.
Their development as young men and as students and athletes is at the forefront of everything we do. The player development piece is number one. So our coaching staff, it's that investment every single day that we make in them to be there to mentor them, to be a listener, to give them advice, to teach them, to help them learn, to tell them stories about how George Niang did it or how Monte Morris did it or how some of these legends that have played here, how they went about work and why that enacted winning. And so we continue to share that message. So more than anything, it's our investment in them every single day that we're trying to put at the forefront of everything we do. And their effort's been great. Their attention has been great to detail. But we're going to coach them fair and honest. We're going to hold them accountable when they need to be accountable. We're going to give them a hug when they need a hug. And we're going to tell them it's not good enough and challenge them when it needs to be better. I take a lot of pride in when we came to this program as an assistant coach, where we went, how that looked, the guys that helped generate winning, the Melvin Edgems, the Scott Christoffersons, the Georges, the Montes, the Mats, the Nazes, all those guys, and we tell that story and say, hey, look, this is there for you. This is how these guys did it. If you want the success they had, you need to work how they worked.
Well, it's been busy, no doubt, and he's trying to ramp up as quick as this team can.
We've been doing everything at this point as a team. We're allowed 4 hours a week to get workouts in. So we want to make that investment in each other. So we're out there putting in some of our team offense and defensive concepts. But more than that, it's just them seeing each other make the work, the investment, being on a similar schedule, having that same degree of accountability and work ethic together. So we've seen progress through that. We'll continue those workouts. Whether we change it or not moving forward, I'm not sure. But right now we've been in the 4 1-hour workouts per week as a team.
Well, there's a lot of new pieces, and you'll hear TJ talk about Tyrese Hunter, the Wisconsin High School Basketball Player of the Year. He led his school to a 53-1 record his last two seasons, just shy of 1,600 career points.
Well, number one, we're going to hang our hat on defensive intensity, effort. We're going to be a team that we try to keep the ball out of the paint. We take charges, we get deflections, and we utilize our defense as a way to create our offense. So we believe we've got guys that have a lot of different offensive talents, and we can certainly play to their strengths. But overall, you're going to see a commitment to the defensive end of the floor, to rebounding the basketball, going in transition. Tyrese is a highly competitive winner. He comes every day with a look in his eye that he wants to get better. He wants to be told the truth when he's being coached. He doesn't want it sugar-coated. He really cares about improving. Up to this point, he's been somebody that he's a dynamic playmaker. His spirit infects our team. He's a tremendous on-ball defender. He's still a freshman, and we've got a lot to work on, but really pleased with the early start that he's gotten off to here for our program.
And one of the other newcomers who brings veteran experience is Gabe Kalscher, the transfer from Minnesota, team captain for the Gophers. He played and started 21 games last season, finishing third on the team, 9.2 points per game. And he had a streak of starting 88 straight games that came to an end when he broke his right hand in a practice. Getting ready for a Maryland game on February 16th. He missed the final eight games of the season because of that. He shot 86% from the free throw line, 27% three-pointers. TJ talks about him.
Gabe's somebody that knows exactly how the game's supposed to go. Starting 86 Big Ten games and having the experiences he's had, he's played in hostile environments on the road. He's been a part of some big wins. So what we find with Gabe is he's always in the right spot. He knows what the right play is. He makes the extra pass. He knocks down open shots. He's somebody that's a very, very complete defensive player, could be one of the better defensive guards in our league. So his leadership on a daily basis, as he continues to get momentum and his confidence grows, even in our program, we look for more and more of that leadership from him.
And then finally, from Coach TJ Otzelberger, he talks about his return to Ames, Iowa.
Yeah, it's been surreal. Obviously, this is a special place for my family and I. If we could pick anywhere on the planet to raise our family, it'd be in Central Iowa. And as much as I take a lot of pride in being the leader of this program, being a husband and father is at the top of that priority list. But I have so much pride in Iowa State. The success we want this program to have. My wife has so much pride in Iowa State. This is who we are. So feels great to be home. Feels great to be back where we belong, and excited to get to the court and play some games and show that pride in front of 14-5 at Hilton Coliseum.
All right. If you were going to not live on the ocean, on the coast, then, yeah, if you had to pick the furthest place, then, yes, certainly the middle of Iowa is the place. Absolutely beautiful. I'm just joking. Cyclone fans, don't get mad at me. Ames, Iowa. Middle of Iowa, maybe not my in my top 10 of places I want to live, but it certainly is for TJ Otzelberger, and that's all that matters to you, Cyclone fans. He's back home, and I think it's a great fit, too. We're going to talk, obviously, more about Cyclone basketball. I expect much better things from them moving forward, so I think that was a great hire. Anyway, stick around. More coming. Oh, I know Iowa State fans are going to be mad at me for that. I'm just teasing. We've got more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills. For all the ways you love to play, make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Football season is almost here, and it's not too early to start making plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
You're listening to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. You can download the show as a podcast. Go to Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Big12Sports.com. Wherever you subscribe to podcasts, find Big 12 This Week and subscribe. Last week, we were talking about Red Raiders shortstop Cal Conley. He was a part of our Natty Light Making It Look Natural segment. He won the Brooks Wallace Shortstop of the Year Award. Brooks Wallace played shortstop at Texas Tech from 1979 to 1982. And Brooks had his number retired, and then the award was established in 2004. Conley becomes the first Red Raider to win the award in honor of Wallace, who died of leukemia at the age of 25. I found this on Texas Tech's athletic website. Cal talks about it being a cool moment for he and his family winning the award.
Coach Tadlock called me. I was just hanging out at the house for me that I had won the award. And I immediately thanked him and called my dad right away and my stepmom. And they both were tearing up. And it was a really cool moment for my family and I.
Cal talks about the impact that the Wallace family had on him.
I didn't have any personal relationships with anyone with the Wallace family, but I've watched a couple videos and I've talked to Larry Wallace, his brother, a couple times. And just from what I've heard from people is that Brooks Wallace was an incredible person, and he was outside of baseball, just an awesome guy. And he impacted other people's lives in a very positive way. And that's something that I strive to be off the field, is just a good person and known for someone who does things right.
Yeah, well, Cal, a pretty humble kid himself, talking about what makes him the best shortstop in the country.
The way our team was this year, I was in a position to have success with the guys that we had around me, the guys in our lineup, always getting on base and things like that. Just little things that maybe some people don't realize, but that go on a baseball field. But a lot of things happen because of the guys that you have around you.
Conley made the move over to Texas Tech, and he credits and talks about his relationship with Coach Tadlock.
I originally went to University of Miami and then later came to Texas Tech after my freshman year. And Coach Tadlock, from the start, I think me and him just kind of grew a bond naturally, just from us being smaller type guys that played shortstop. And I think he kind of took me under from the moment I got here, and I can't thank him enough for that. I mean, I knew he was excited when I won the award, and I mean, I can't thank that guy enough for everything that he's done for me.
Cal looked back on this season, many highlights for him, but perhaps the biggest was the beginning of the season.
Opening weekend, it actually didn't turn out well for us. We went 0-3 opening weekend, but that first weekend was one of the coolest weekends I've experienced so far. We played in front of, I mean, tens of thousands of people, like 20,000, 22,000 one night. And we played a lot. We played Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and Arkansas in those three games. Those atmospheres were just incredible. I mean, the adrenaline rush and just competing on that high of a level was amazing.
Well, baseball runs in the Conley blood. He looks after his dad and tries to model his game after Pops.
My dad was a shortstop, infielder, middle infielder in the minor leagues. And growing up, I always looked up to him, and I always strive to be as good or if not better than him. And I know he'll probably be listening eventually, but that's kind of the route that I kind of took when looking up to somebody growing up. I always looked up to him just because I wanted to accomplish the things that he got to accomplish. And I always had a dream of playing baseball for a while.
Well, again, congratulations to Cal Conley, Texas Tech Red Raider shortstop, on winning the Brooks Wallace Shortstop of the Year Award, the first Red Raider to pick up that award. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ins is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Football season is almost here, and it's not too early to start making plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. Onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth.
New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
This is Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. I was, you know, thinking about this next story. I think the longest I've ever run at one time in my life has been a mile and a half. I don't think I've ever, I've never done a 5K. I've never had interest in running a 5K. Certainly never crossed my mind to try half marathons or marathons. And people who do that, who pick it up and they start training and they're able to do that, hey, good for them. I have a neighbor who was out of shape, needed to get into better shape, and took up running and looks great. And I tell him all the time how great he looks. And he is. He's running miles. And the one time he told me he's, I don't know what he was doing, like a two, I don't even know what it was, like a two marathon type of thing. I said, what? He wanted to run 50 miles or what? I said, what? Just incredible. So while I've never run myself, I certainly appreciate people who run and people who excel at it. And as I tell you this next Baylor story, I thought, you know what, let's tie this in to our Making It Look Natural segment presented by Natural Light Seltzer, Catalina Lime Mixer, Aloha Beaches, Big 12, meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. And it's a little different. It's not a current player, but after a legendary career, highlighted by 22 years of coaching at Baylor, 16 as a head coach, and certainly a decorated student-athlete himself, Todd Harbor announced his retirement as Baylor's head track and field coach. Let me go through some of his successes as being one of Baylor's most legendary track athletes and a member of the class of 1981. Harbor holds school records in the 1,500 meters and the mile run. His 3 minute and 50 second and 34, well, I guess what would they be? 3:50, I don't even know how to read times. His 3 minute 50 second run at Oz, I'm just going to round down for you. you could tell I'm not a runner. I've exposed myself. His 3:50 run and some change at Oslo, his senior year, is still the fastest mile ever run by a collegiate athlete. All right, look, if I'm going to give the time, then it's 3:50:34. That's the fastest. And that's going back to 1981. He was a 5-time All-American and a 10-time Southwest Conference champion. His 8 individual conference titles are the most in Baylor history. Todd Harbor, Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. He won the 1979 Pan Am Games silver medal, was ranked 9th in the world in 1982, and ran 54 sub-4-minute miles. And he ran professionally up until 1987, inducted into the Baylor Athletics Hall of Fame in 1992. Now, he built, after his running career, he built Baylor's cross-country and track and field teams into one of the nation's most successful. Under his watch, Baylor posted 31 national top 25 finishes during his time as head coach, including 10 top 10 finishes. Here's what he had to say. Quote, I've been beyond blessed to have been at Baylor as long as I have, first as a student athlete and then as a coach. Cindy's been here with me for 41 years in Central Texas, and it's just time to get us back down to South Texas. We're very much at peace with it. I'm going to miss a whole lot for sure, but we're ready, end quote. Well, congratulations. So, Making It Look Natural, Baylor coach and student athlete Todd Harbor announcing his retirement a week ago. More coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. All right, I think this show was a success. We talked football, half the conference at least, and we'll have the other half of the conference on next week's show. We were able to talk some basketball. We got baseball in there. We even threw in some track and field. So this was, I'm telling you, I'm getting so excited about football now. That's all I need is that Big 12 Football Media Day. You get to hear from the coaches and the players. It's like, yeah, I'm in. Thanks for listening. Be safe, and we'll talk to you next week. I'm Bill Pollack. I'm Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.